Okay, so today we're on Daf Mem Vav tonight. Mem Vav 46a. I'll begin around six lines from the top. So it's the last word on line is Amar. Okay, so on Mem Vav Amar Aleph. So Amar Rabbi Yaakov. If you remember yesterday, let's review. We remember yesterday we learned the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. If a person is traveling, so he gets 2,000 amos from his makom shvita, but he has an option of picking a place where he has a makom shvita. But we spoke about, let's say the person was asleep. He fell asleep Friday afternoon. Then he wakes up at Shabbos. So there's a machlok between Rabbi Yochanan Nuri and the Chachamim. What is Tchum Shabbos? Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says his Tchum Shabbos is 2,000 amot. He gets the regular Tchum Shabbos, even though he was asleep. And the Chachamim hold he gets only Dalet Amot. Since he didn't make a declaration or he didn't even think that he had a Makom Shvita, so it's Dalet Amot. So within Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, we had two svaras why he gets 2,000 Amot. Either Rabbi Yochanan Nuri holds Chefse Hefker Konim Shvita, that even Hefker objects acquire 2,000 Amot. So certainly a person is no worse than Hefker. So even if he would be an inanimate object, he'd have 2,000 Amot. So certainly the person gets 2,000 Amot. Or it could be that Rabbi Yochanan Nuri doesn't hold from Chefse Hefker Konim Shvita, but he thinks that since if the person would be awake, and he's a sapient being, and he would understand, obviously, that he should have a makom shvita. So the fact that he's asleep is not a moneya for it. Okay, those are the two stars we said. So see back in the Gemara. So the fifth line. So Amar Rabbi Yaakov or Edi, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, halachik Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. So Rabbi Yaakov or Edi quotes a halacha from Rabbi Shimon Levi. The halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. So it means if a person's asleep, he gets 2,000 amot. Amar Levi Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yaakov or Edi. So Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Yaakov or Edi, "Befer shmielach o mechlal shmielach." Did you hear this explicitly from Rabbi Shimon Levi that he said halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri? Or did you deduce it from a general statement that he made? So he says, Amar Levi Befer Shmieli. He says, no, I heard it explicitly. In Achinami, he said the halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan Nuri in this case. So the Gemara says, my klalo. So the questioner, Reb Zeira, Lachora, had some general statement in mind. So what general statement was he thinking? Did you deduce it from the general statement? My klalo says, the Amar Shimon Levi, halacha kidvrei mekil be'erev. So Shimon Levi says, we always follow the leaning opinion when it comes to Erevin. So here, in this instance, as between Rabbi Yochanan and Nuri and the Chachamim, again, if a person falls asleep, so when he wakes up, so it's a kula if he has a tchum Shabbos, 2,000 amot. It's a chumra if he's only got dalet amot, right? That's much more chamor. So here, so Rabbi Shimon Levi said, Allah is like divrei mekil be'erev, so that would be the general statement. So presumably I could deduce from that as well, the Allah would follow Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, because that's the more lenient opinion. So the Gemara says, "Vitarki lamalis." Why do I need both statements? Why was it necessary for Rabbi Shimon Levi to make both statements, i.e., that he says the halacha follows the lenient opinion by Hilchos Erev, and then he says the halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Yochanan Nuri is also a lenient opinion. Why do I need both? So Amar Rabbi Zeira Tzriches. Rabbi Zeira says that we need both statements. The Yeshuin halacha Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, if he would have only stated the halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, he says, Havamina bein lekula bein lechumra. I would have said whether it's a leniency or a stringency. So a leniency is here by Tchumen, but we do have a stringency by him as well. One second. He says, yeah. So if I say Chefse Hefker are Konin Shvita, if I say that ownerless objects get a 2,000 amma tchum, that's a chumra. Because, in other words, if I find the object, so now the other choice would be it gets my tchum. In other words, you have an ownerless object. So the question is, does the ownerless object get its own tchum, or does it get the tchum of the one who finds it? So if it gets its own tchum, that's a chumra. In other words, let's say, I traveled, 2,000 amot and I find this object here. Now I want to keep the object, but I want to go 2,000 amot in the other direction as well. In other words, my home is 2,000 amot away. I want to go 4,000 amot away. But now I can't go for it. Let's say that I can't take it anywhere because it has its own tchum. So that would be a chumra. So in other words, so let's go back in the Gemara. So he says, if he would have just said the halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, I would have said it's like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri whether it's a kula, and here it's a kula when it comes to the person who's asleep. That's a kula, but by a chefse hefker, that's a chumra. Because if chefse hefker, a konin shvita, that's a stringency. So kamash malan alakhi to bring make a eruv. So he teaches me the lach follows a lenient opinion by eruv. So meaning that we'll follow Rabbi Yochanan Nuri on one side, that will say that if you fall asleep, you get a 2,000 amot chum. But by chefse hefker, we won't say the same thing. By chefse hefker, we won't say they're kona shvita, because the kula there is that it gets the makom shvita of the finder. You know, I don't think I said something last night. I don't think I said this correctly. In other words, with the chefse hefker, so they're either kona their own shvita of 2,000 amot, or they get the shvita of the finder. Those are the two choices with it. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, so why didn't he just say one statement? Let him say the halakha follows like the lenient opinion by Eruv. Then I know everything. So the Gemara says, halakhi Rabbi Yochanan Nuri lamali. Why does he say the halakha follows with Rabbi Yochanan Nuri? So he says, itzrich, sakha dechamina hanimil yachid b'makam yachid. So I would have thought if he just said, halakha follows the lenient opinion, I'd say if one chacham, one tana, disagrees with another tana, we take the more lenient opinion. But rabim makom rabim, or a whole five tanaim that disagree with another five tanaim, so we follow a more lenient opinion. Aval yachid makom rabim, but I have a yachid versus a rabim, like we do here, Rabbi Yochanan Manuri and the Chachamim, his ema lo amarle, is a name lo. I would say no. I would say we don't do halakhi the Bremekel, so he says halakhi the Rabbi Yochanan Manuri. All right, let me just review everything again, and then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts, okay? So the topic we've been discussing is the one topic we discussed last night, that when a person's traveling and then he falls asleep before Shabbos, then he wakes up at Shabbos, so what tchum, if any, does he get? So Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says he gets a regular 2,000 amah tchum, and the Chachamim say you get a 4 amah, you get 4 amot is all you get, and then it was you're out of gas with that. So then the Gemara quoted that Rabbi Yaakov or Edi, said name Rabbi Shimon Levi, the halacha here follows Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. So then they said, did he say it explicitly? He said it explicitly. So, or did he deduce it from a general statement? What general statement would it have been? Because he also made a statement, Shimon Levi also made a statement that the halakha follows the more lenient opinion by Eruvin. So the Gemara says, why do we need both statements? Why do we need the statement, halakha is like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, which is lenient opinion, and halakha follows the lenient opinion by Eruvin? So so the Gemara says, if he would have just said halakha is like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, so I would have said it's halakha like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, whether it's the kula or the chumra. And here it's a kula when getting tchum for the person, but by tchum for the object, that's a chumra, because I'd much rather have it to have my tchum when I find the object. So he says halakha k'divrei meikel be'eruv. So he says halakha is like lenient opinion. So why couldn't he just say halakha k'divrei meikel be'eruv? So the Gemara says that I would have thought if he just said halakha k'divrei meikel, if he only had that statement, and we said, yeah, that's one person disagreeing with one person, or many people disagreeing with many people. But where a yachid, i.e. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, has to disagree with the rabbim, i.e. the chachamim, I would have said, halakha is not looking at the very mekel. So he makes both statements, and then we understand that we have everything wrapped up. Okay, who's got questions, comes to us, anything we did so far? Ruth, you look excited tonight. What's up? You have a question?
Question about last night. I went back and I hazarded this myself, and it still doesn't make sense to me. The water and the clouds.
I can't discuss water and clouds now, okay? Maybe later. I can't do water and clouds right now, okay? Let's just focus on the Gemara we have right now. Do you have any questions on the Gemara we did right now?
No.
Okay. Anybody? Any questions on the Gemara now? Anybody? Okay. Anybody? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, doesn't it seem somewhat intellectually dishonest to only use one of his rulings and not both of them?
Yeah, so that now you're raising a good point, Malka, because it does seem that it doesn't seem like Rabbi. In other words, if Rabbi Yochanan Nuri's position is based on the concept of chefse hefker, so then we're splitting. Then it's not really his opinion we're adopting. In other words, we said that his opinion might not be based on chepse. In other words, his opinion could be based on chepse hefker or not. So the Gemara yesterday concluded that Rabbi Yochanan Benuri's opinion was based on the concept of chepse hefker konim shvita. So once I say that, then it doesn't seem. But there's an alternative opinion which the Gemara didn't accept, which is just that he's saying that since the person's a sapient being, he holds chefse hefker, not kona shvita, but a sapient being is different. If I would wake him up, he would say this, so he gets the 2,000 amot. So the Gemara seems to be going with that second svara. But in essence, though, and I think Rabbi Leibowitz was saying this today, in essence, like, if we adopt it, it's really not his opinion. It's like a different opinion. In other words, so I don't know what to respond with that. But that's a hara. You have a good hara with that, okay? All right, let me go further. All right, everybody with me? Now, okay, we're about midway down on around the 20th line down on Mempa Modal 46A. Okay, Malka, please mute yourself, okay? And Ruth, yes. Also, Ruth, please mute yourself as well, okay? So the Gemara says, Amalei Rabba L'Abaye. So Rabba says to Abaye, Michti, Erevin de Rabbanan. He says, look, the whole halakhot of Erevin are really a din de Rabbanan, and this thing with Tchum, we're taking it as a din in Erevin. He says, Mali Yachid Makam Yachid, Mali Yachid Makam Rabim. What do I, like we said in the previous sugya, we said that if I would just say, halakhot k'divrei meichel be'erev, I would say that's only Yachid versus Yachid, but not a Yachid versus a Rabbim. I wouldn't say that. He says, so Rabbi says, what do you mean? It's all into Rabbanan. I would say it's always like the lenient opinion, and now the Gemara is going to shluck up Rava. Rava thinks apparently when it's a Rabbanan, so I would say I would know that it's going to be lenient opinion. He says, Amalei Rav Papa l'Rava, was Rabbanan lo shani lan bin Yachid bakam Yachid liyachid makam Rabbim? You mean when it comes to rabbinic opinions, you don't think there's a difference between a Yachid versus a Yachid and a Yachid versus a Rabbim? Now he's going to prove that it's not that way. He says, Bahatanam, we learned the Mishnah, and this Mishnah is in Masechet Nida, a little reminder for Dafyomi people. It's like, you know, Dafyomi is a continuum. So forward, it's like 5.5 years ahead. But backwards, it's just maybe like a year ago, right? Or right, like a year ago we were doing this.
Less,
okay. So the Gemara says, so Bahatanam, now, remember, the first Mishnah, Masechet Nida, says that a woman, you know, when she has menstrual blood, she's Tameya, and the key is she's Metame Ol Taharot, but when she discovers the blood, we have to be Choshesh that she was already Tameh either 24 hours before or the last time she inspected herself, but a period of time in the past. So we said here, Bahatanan, we learn in the Mishnah, it should be Reb Lezer, the Bach correct. But Reb Lezer Omer, Kol Isha Shavruela Shlosh Onot, Daya Shaita. The Tan Reb Lezer says, if it's a woman that went past like three periods, she didn't have blood, so she doesn't have to be Choshesh that she, in other words, the Chashash is that she's only discovering the blood now. The blood only is leaving her body, but the blood had left the uterus even earlier. And so maybe she's Tameya. So he says, if it's a woman who didn't have a period for three periods, 3 months, 90 days, she didn't have a period, I don't have to be Choshesh to go back in time. He says, even if she's a young woman, even if she's 35 years old, and the Chachamim and other Chachamim are mechulak with that. They hold no. The only time we'll say this is by a zakena, by an elderly woman. So he says, Vitanya, we learn in the Braisa, Ma'asav Yisav Rebbe ki Reb Lezer. There was an incident where Rebbe paskin like the Tana Reb Lezer, Lachar Shenizkar, and after he remembered, and we have to clarify what Rebbe remembered. In other words, he remembered something. We'll clarify what he remembered. Amar, K'day Reb Lezer, the smoke lab shot of the chak. He says, you know, even though I this was somewhat not what I've done initially, but Taka Reb Lezer is appropriate opinion to rely b'shad ha'dechak in an emergency situation. So my lacharshin is, so the point was it was time of famine, and so there was not a lot of food around. Obviously, that's what a famine is. So if Tahar would become Tame, then I'm in bad shape with it. So it's k'day to rely on the Tana Reb Lezer that she's not Tameya in the past. It means the woman could have been touching different taharot, and now, but if it's just not worried about the past, so nothing to worry about. So he says, my lachar shenizkar, what does it mean in the Braisa when he says that after he remembered? What is it that he remembered? Elaim lachar shenizkar, de'ina lacha kireb lezer, el kirebanan, if it means that he remembered that the halacha didn't follow Reb Lezer, follow the Chachamim. In other words, they had paskin that the halacha follows the Chachamim. So b'shad So what does it mean? There was an emergency, so it's okay to rely on Reb Lezer. If the halacha had in fact been determined to be like the Chachamim, so then it's never appropriate to rely on the Tana Reb Lezer. Elo d'lo idmar hilchata lo k'Reb Lezer v'lo k'Rabbanan. Rather, we have to say that it was never paskin one way. In other words, at the time Rebbe was speaking, it was just Reb Lezer's opinion of the Chachamim, but it wasn't paskin either way. He says, La'achar shenizkar d'lav yachid paligalei ala rabim plihi alei. It means that he knew there was a machloket, but then he remembered, he forgot that it was a rabim. He thought it was a yachid, like one Tana versus another Tana. He knew each opinion. And it was Reb Lezer holds, I don't have to go back in time. And this other opinion holds, I do have to go back in time. And then when he remembered, no, it's not an individual. It was the rabim, the yachid rechulik with him. So he says, Amar, k'day Reb Lezer, the smoke alav b'shad at the chak. He says, you know, notwithstanding that, I know about it, but Rebbe Lezer is appropriate to rely b'shas hadachak. So the Gemara says, so the point being but for him forgetting it, so even though this is a din to Rabbanan, in other words, the fact that I'm going back in time, that's a din to Rabbanan. That's a din to Rabbanan. And Rebbe was saying that even though Rebbe Lezer is the Mekil and the Chamir were the Machmir, so I'm not going to go, even though it's Drabanan, I'm not going to go ipso facto with the Mekil opinion. Like Rava said, it's Drabanan. We'll always go leniently. It doesn't seem that way. Rebbe was saying, like, I should have gone with the Rabim, but now that I pass on like Rebbe Lezer and Shas of the Chak, showing it's good. So that's a raya that that even on a Drabanan, we follow the Rabim. We don't, even if it's more Machmir, even though it's an underlying rabbinic issue, we're still going to follow the majority, the Chachamim, even though that's a stringency. All right. All right. Anybody want to ask questions on this piece?
What's Shad Hadchak in this situation?
That it was a famine, and so food was short, and so if you're Matami, the Taharo, nobody's got anything.
Everything becomes Tami.
What?
And no one have food to eat.
Right. All right. Very good. All right, I'm going to move on. Now, all right, on the next piece. Now, again, so that's one nail in Rava's Shita. Now another nail. So Amar Misharshi L'Rava, Rav Misharshi to Rava, Amri L'Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak L'Rava, others say Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said to Rava, U'Rabbanan Lo Shani Ben Yachid Makom Yachid Ben Yachid Makom Rabim, aren't you Mechalik, whether it's one Yachid, another Yachid, versus Yachid and a Rabim? In other words, you, Rava, always say, I follow the lenient opinion. Isn't there a difference between whether it's one Yachid and another Yachid, or Yachid versus a Rabim? In other words, if the Yachid is lenient and the Rabim are Machmir, we're going to follow the Rabim. He says, Vahatani, we learn in the Braisa, Shmu Krova no Heget Shiva Ushloshim. Now, Shmu Krova means, again, Bizman Chazal, you know, like today we have, emails and texting and everything else, but then they didn't hear about news about people dying necessarily so immediately. So Shmu Krova means I heard about the death, or somebody hears about the death of one of the Shiva Krovim within a short period of time, so after the death. So then he does Shiva, he has Shiva, and he has Shloshim. Rechoka in Ohegel Yom Echad. If it's Shmu Rechoka, if you hear about it later on, then he just says one day of Avelus. Ve'ezi Krov, Ve'ezi Rechoka. What's Krov, what's Rechoka? Betok Shloshim Krov. If he hears about it within 30 days of the person's death, so he does, let's say, Rachman and Son, let's say a person's brother dies. So he hears about the death of the brother within 30 days, so he does Shiva, he does Shloshim. He hears about the death of the brother after Shloshim, he does one day. He does one day of Avelus. So he says, La'achar shloshim, I'm sorry, Be'ezi rechoka, it says, B'to shloshim krova, la'achar shloshim rechoka, Divri Rabbi Akiva. V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, Achat shmua krova, achat shmua rechoka, unoheget shivu shloshim. The chachamim are more machmir, and they say that whether it's shmua krova or shmua rechoka, you still have the whole anshalada. You got the shiva, you got the shloshim. V'am rabba bar barchanam, Rabbi Yochanan, he says, normally, so Rabbi Rakhana says, normally we would be machmir like the Rabbim, even though it's a din to Rabbanan, most of the dinim of Avelus are dinim to Rabbanan. So normally we'd be paskin like the Rabbim, even though it's more stringent, and it's a Rabbanan. He says, chutz mizu, except in this case, not. He says, Sha'af Pisha Rabbi Akiva Mekel, but Chachamim Machmirin, even though Rabbi Akiva is leaning, the Chachamim were Machmir, Hokin Kidabri Rabbi Akiva. And we follow Rabbi Akiva over here. One second. Okay, let's go further. He says that that over here, so here Rabbi Yochanan held like Shmuel. Shmuel holds halacha is like kedivrei meikel ba'avel. So the key to remember is halacha kedivrei meikel ba'avel, halacha kedivrei meikel by Eruvin. Both of those dinim we learned halacha kedivrei meikel. So ba'avel hu da'kilu ba'rabana, ba'ba'amo pidu rabana shani bin yachid b'makam yachid bin yachid makam rabim. So here we're making the distinction by avelus, but the general default rule is that I would go like the rabim, even if there were more machmir. Okay, let's just summarize again, and then we'll take some questions. So the idea is that Rava, again, we said that we needed the two statements, that Allah is like Rabbi Yochanan and Nuri, and Allah is like Mekil by Erevin. We needed both those statements. Then that was from Rabbi Shuban Levi, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Ida, the name of Rabbi Shuban Levi. And we said that if I would have only had Allah is like Mekil by Erevin, I would have thought that's one person against one person, but one person against the Rabbim, and the Rabbim Machmir, I would have thought I'd be Machmir. So therefore we had to say Lach follows Rabbi Yochanan and Nuri. So then Rabbi said, why would I even think of Machmir? It's a Dindar Rabbanan. Wouldn't I always go like Lakula by a Dindar Rabbanan with Machloket? So the Gemara proved from different situations. No, we have a Yaakov a Rabbim. So in Achinami, where the Rabbim is more Machmir, so sometimes we will go like the Rabbim Machmir. So by Avelus, we didn't go there because Lach is the Rabbim Yechel Ba'avel, but normally we would have gone that way. And then by the other case we had was with the Isha, with the Blezer and the Chachamim. So, you know, Rebbe said after he remembered, it's Kedai who Reb Blezer, the smoke labishas the chak, but it sounds like Stam, it would go like the Rabbim. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Michael, now it's time to make the statement. All right. Anyway, let me mention, I'm breaking into this conversation a little bit. Remember last night, all right, one time, maybe I should finish the whole sugya first before I go over to last night. All right, remember last night we spoke about the soldiers traveling and carrying their weapons back to their homes, right? And according to one side, one way that we explained in the Gemara, that they're allowed to carry, even though that would be like normally Chil Shabbos, that they could do it. And the idea is they could carry because they're afraid that the army is going to attack them on the way back, so they can carry their weapons even in Rishus Rabim Doraisa. So then Malka, you there? You're listening, Malka? I used to get a scalp. Now I just get a ceiling. Anyway, there, now I get a hand. Okay, so the issue the Malka raised is if a person goes to the hospital, can they drive back from the hospital? So I spoke to Rabbi Ezra Schwartz today. So he says the machlokes between Ramosha and Rav Shlomo Zalman. So Ramosha has a tshuva that if a person needs to go to the hospital on Shabbos, they can drive back home on Shabbos. Now, really, you would try to do it preferably like with a taxi. You wouldn't want to drive. And you'd much rather have a non-Jew do the driving for you. But that's the way Ramosha takes it. And then Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, like the heter to go back in the Gemara was just because they were afraid that they were going to be attacked. That's why they were allowed to do it. Otherwise, they're not to go back. So Rav Shlomo Zalman holds, you're not allowed to drive back home on Shabbos or have somebody drive you back home. Now, if a person is admitted to the hospital before Shabbos, it's much more complicated. I don't know if there's a heter then to go back home. If you're admitted to the hospital, you drive to the hospital on Friday, I don't know if you could, you know, have any heter to get into a taxi and go back home then. And then another issue which comes up a little bit, I see Fern giving me this look here. I'm going to give you a whack in a minute. Anyway, that's what the attorneys do, right? But do they just do it with their briefs? Anyway, another issue which is much more dicier is, let's say you have doctors. And this I spoke to with Rav Neuberger a while ago, but like, let's say a doctor knows they have to be in the hospital on a given Shabbos from 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock. So it's much more problematic to say that they could drive to the hospital and drive home. In other words, if a doctor's called for an emergency, he's responding to the emergency. But if he knows ahead of time that he has to be in the hospital at that time, so, you know, so why can't he? I mean, it's very unpleasant and uncomfortable, but doesn't halacha require them to just, you know, stay in the hospital before Shabbos and handle it that way? So then, let me just sort of leave it like as a topic. Okay.
If a patient gets out discharged Friday evening, What are you supposed to do? Sit in the lobby till it's Matzah Shabbos?
Well, if he's discharged on Friday evening, so that's a difficult situation.
And if he went to the emergency room before Shabbos or after Shabbos, if he can sit there for 24 hours, he may as well stay there another few days.
And what can I tell you? You'll just speak to the local competent Orthodox rabbi when the issue
arises. Could you imagine if it would be like
the previous Orthodox rabbi said, I could go home.
What? Say again, what? All right.
We did the same thing. If I was discharged on Shabbat, which happened when I gave after I gave birth, I would stay there till after Shabbat.
Right.
But I know I had a cousin whose baby was discharged almost as Shabbat started, and she's pretty Haredi, and she took a cab home.
But when was she admitted to the hospital?
Her baby was admitted for a very long time.
And then she was discharged right at the beginning of Shabbos.
Right, she was supposed to be discharged, and it was just taking a long time.
She was discharged before Shabbos or after Shabbos?
So the baby was supposed to be discharged. She was getting discharged, but the process took a little bit longer, and they ended up. It ended up being Shabbat. I don't know if it was Ben or Shmasho.
Anyway, you need to speak to your local competent Orthodox rabbis when these things happen. But I'm just giving.
Plus the fact that maybe Michael can back me up. Is if you stay in the hospital so much extra, you could get hospital-acquired pneumonia, HAP, and all sorts of other fashid nizachim.
Anyway, it requires a
lot. I'm more concerned about the doctor traveling back.
Yeah, it requires more discussion on all these topics. But I just want to.
What happens if you didn't ask the question?
I just want to give you like the general principles, so you understand the issues that arise. Everybody understands the issues that are in play. Okay, so let's see further in the Gemara. Okay, Mimvav and Beis. Okay, the top line of Mimvav and Beis. Okay, now we have Vira Papa. So the box says it should be Ra Papa. So now this is going back to the thing. Assuming that with the two statements from Rabbi Shuben Levi, So even if he would have said halacha kedibrei mekil be'erov, he still has to say halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. So Gemara wants to know why. So Rapapa gives a different reason. Rapapa mar isrich, he still has to say halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Sakadek hamina, hani mila be'erove chatzerot. I would have thought that if he would have only made the statement that the halacha follows the lenient opinion by Erov, I would have said that he's talking about Eruve Chatzerot. Eruve Chatzerot is when you set up food with all the people in the chatzer and you can carry in the chatzer into the chatzer and the chatzer to the house. He says, Aval be'eruve tchumen eima lo, but by Eruve tchumen, I would say that we don't say the halacha is kedivrei mekil. That's what I would have thought. So he has to say, and Rabbi Yochanan Nuri is talking about Eruv Tchumen. So he has to say, Lach Kedivrei Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. So Sricha, we're not taming the Shani Lan Bein Eruv Chatzer or Eruv Tchumen. Why would I think that there's a difference between Eruv Chatzer and Eruv Tchumen? He says, Ditan, because we learn in the Mishnah, there's a Mishnah later on our Masechta, Am Rabbi Yehuda Bamed Bar Murim Bein Eruv Tchumen. Now, he's talking about, remember, this halacha, I need the consent of the person before I put an Eruv on their behalf. So when do I need their consent? If it's Eruv Tchumen, because the person may not want that Eruv Tchumen. In other words, there's a positive and a negative with Eruv Tchumen. On the one hand, I get to go 2,000 amot in a certain direction I couldn't go before, but I can't go 2,000 amot in another direction that I could go before. So it's not all positive. It's like a calculation. So if I didn't sign off on it, you can't put an Eruv Tchumen for me unless I've consented to it. He says, Aval be'eruv chatzerot, when it comes to eruv chatzerot, ma'arvin be'ledad be'en shalodad, but eruv chatzerot is a plus-plus. It's always a zechus. I never lose anything by eruv chatzerot. I only gain things by eruv chatzerot. So we say, shazakin le'adam shlo b'fanav, we're mezakeh to a person not in his presence, and that's the thing. In other words, if I find a diamond ring and I want to be mezakeh the diamond ring to Fern, so I could do that because presumably Fern would be happy with the diamond ring. So he says, v'ein chavin le'adam el b'fanav. So we see here that there's a more chamur din by eruv tchumen than eruv chatzerot. So I would have thought halachic kedivrei mekil only applies to eruv chatzerot, not eruv tchumen. So he had to say that halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. And now when it says halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, it's tricky. Is it saying that indeed halachic kedivrei mekil applies even to eruv tchumen? Or is it saying no? that the halakha the very making only applies to Ruvi Chatzerot, but the halakha does follow Rabbi Yochanan Menuri by the Ruvi Tchumen. So I saw they had this thing in the Masifta Gemara. They mentioned this thing, and they said, though, from the way the halakha is, it seems like a halakha the very making applies to both. All right? All right. Any questions on what we did? Everybody good? Okay, let me go further. Now, one more ukimta with this. This is, again, with why was it necessary for Rabbi Shimon Levi to say the halakha is like Rabbi Yochanan and Nuri? Why couldn't he say enough to say halakha is very mekel be'erivin? So Rav Ashi Amar Isrich. Rav Ashi said he had to say halakha is like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Saka daitach amina, because I would have thought to say hani mili b'shiurei eruv, that when we say the halakha is very mekel, I would say that's something about shirei eruv. When I start off with the right shear of food for the eruv, and then subsequently I don't have the right shear anymore, that's what I would have thought when we say halacha kedivrei amekil by eruv. He says aval b'tchilat eruv, but when I'm starting off with an eruv, so I need everything to be everything perfect. Aim low. I would say not this way. Now with Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, that's tchilat eruv. In other words, he's setting up the eruv. So, I mean, he didn't have an Eruv before. He's sleeping. He was snoozing away. So I would think, I need all, everything has to be, the I's dotted, the T's crossed. So therefore, you say the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Where do you see there's a difference between, like, the leftovers of the Eruv? And it means a person set up an Eruv, let's say, it might be Eruvei Chatzerot. Let's say he has a Ruvei Chatzerot, he had a certain amount of food, and now the food got eaten or a little bit destroyed as the weeks went by. So where do we see there's a difference between when I start up the Eruv and then when I'm continuing on the Eruv? He says, Shanilam ben Shiri Eruv Latchilat Eruv. It's not, because we learn in the Mishnah, Amrabi Yossi ben Murim Betchilat Eruv. In other words, there's a certain shir I have to have, either two meals, or then Rashi goes through, where's the Rashi? He says, he says, "By Mevav Murim in Rashi around the 12th narrow line, did Sarach Shir Le Ruvei Chatzerot, that I need the Shir Oma Zon Shtei Seudot Ben Kulan, either I need a meal for two people among all the people in the Chatzer, O Kigrogeret L'Chol Echad B'Chilat Erev, or I need the size of a Grogeret as a dried fig for each person who's participating in the Erev." So back in the Gemara, it's not a Riyosi, but when I'm moving B'tchilat Eruv, it's only when I'm beginning the Eruv. About B'shiurei Eruv, let's say I want the Eruv to continue on week after week after week, Afilu Kol Shehu. So even a lesser amount would be good. Even a lesser amount would be good. He says, V'lo Amru La'arev Chatzerot, and they only said that I need this shear for, in other words, like, why do I need this big shear for Eruvei Chatzerot? El Kedei Shlo L'Shakech Toward Eruv Min HaTinokot. They didn't want the Tinokot, the younger people, to forget the din of Eruvei Tchumen. In other words, the din of the two meals is really by Eruvei Tchumen. So they said, I need all these shiurim by Eruvei Chatzerot, but it's really the Eruvei Tchumen is really one that they were concerned about. So let's go back. So the again, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, could not have just said halacha kedivrei amekil by Eruv and leave it, and we would have understood the halacha would follow Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, because I would have said halacha kedivrei amekil by Eruv. He's talking about a limited idea that in other words is a machloket. In other words, if I start off with the right amount of food and then there's less food as the weeks go on, is the Eruv still good or not? So it's a machloket. So over here, the Tana Rabbi Yossi says I'm okay, but then other people are mechulek with Rabbi Yossi. So I would have said, halacha kedivrei amekil, that's talking about this type of topic. Like, when I had the original food, now I don't have enough food. But when it comes to setting up the Eruv initially, so then we're not going to say halacha kedivrei amekil. Now, when a person falls asleep and then he wakes up, that's setting up the Eruv initially. It's the Eruv Tchumen, but we're setting up the Eruv initially. He never had an Eruv in this place before, an Eruv Tchumen. So then I would have said, maybe the halacha is not like kedivrei amekil. It's like kedivrei amachmir. So we have to say the halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Okay, whose question comes to us? Anything we did so far?
Can you repeat the last answer? I can't hack the last answer.
Okay, I'm going to say it once more, and then I got to go because we're running out of time. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm leaving at 8:10. So the question is, why did Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, if he says halacha kedivrei amekil, it's like the lenient opinion, Why does he have to say also Lacha follows Rabbi Yochanan Nuri? So this is the last answer. So Rav Ashi says, I would have thought that the concept or the idea of Halakha Devarei Mekhil that applies to something like when you don't have the same shear of food left along anymore. In other words, I start off with the right level of, the amount of shear for food, like by Rubi Chatzay wrote, and I want the Eruv to continue week after week after week, like we have here in Great Neck with our Eruv. And yeah. Now some of the food got eaten or some of the food got destroyed. So there's a question, is the Eruv still good or is the Eruv not good anymore? So Rabbi Yossi holds the Eruv still good. And then other people are cholik with Rabbi Yossi. So I would have thought Halakha Kedivrei Mekhil is talking about something like that. But when you're setting up the Eruv, I would have said, no, then we're not following lenient opinion. So here, by Rabbi Yochanan Nuri's case, where the person who falls
asleep, in the beginning, you follow him.
He didn't have an Eruv. Now we're setting up the Eruv. So maybe the Halakha Kedivrei Mekhil, or like the Chachamim, you have four Amot. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. So he had Sit Lacha follows Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. All right, we got to do a wrap, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go on. So now the Gemara, having mentioned about these klalim for halachot, goes into other klalim to set the halacha. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Zrika Amru, halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechabi wrote. It's an important klal to remember. Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. When Rabbi Akiva is mechulak with one other Tana, if Rabbi Akiva is mechulak with several Tanaim, the halacha is not like him. Mechabi wrote, his colleague. Uchurabiosi mechabi rav. Lachavazrosi mechabi rav. In other words, he has a machloka with several tanaim. Uchurabi mechabi ro. And the lachavazrabi mechabi ro. So the Gemara says, Lamai Hilchata. When he says the halacha follows, what does he mean? Does he mean that's the halacha? Or does he mean like a piece farah, it makes sense, whatever? Is it like more like a scholastic, you know, theoretical model? Or he's saying the halacha lamai says this way? So he says, Rabasi amar halacha. Rabasi says, no. It means this is the halacha. You can go to a shir and darshan barabim. The halacha follows these people. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba mar matin. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba says matin means we'd be inclined in that direction. Means I wouldn't make a shir and proclaim it from the rooftops. The halacha follows this way. But if somebody comes to me privately to ask me what's the halacha, so then I would follow that way. And then Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina amar. Rabbi Chanina amar nirin. He says nirin. It seems like this way, meaning that it seems like it should be this way. It's not mukhrach, it's this way. And if somebody would paskin this way, we wouldn't criticize the person. All right. So there's three opinions on what these klalim mean. Kalashonazeh, in the same version, there was the same opinions about this, we have concerning the following statements. Abra Yaakov or Edim, Rabbi Yochanan, Remeir of Rabbi Yehuda, Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda. You have a machlok between Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda, which you have throughout Shas. Those are two bar pluktas, Rabbi Yehuda, Remeir, Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Halacha, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Halacha follows Rabbi Yossi. So imagine 3-9, Rabbi Yossi on top, Rabbi Yehuda below him, Remeir below him. So the top, you know, is the more authoritative one. And again, so it means the three opinions would apply here, whether we halakha barabim or privately. He says, "Ein tzrich lamar Reb Meir v'Reb Yossi halakha Reb Yossi." Goes without saying that Reb Meir, who's on the bottom of that totem pole, and I have Reb Yossi at the top of the totem pole, halakha Reb Yossi. Why? Hashmakom Reb Yehuda leita. If we say Reb Meir, b'makom Reb Yehuda, he's like out the door because Reb Yehuda trumps him. B'makom Reb Yossi mibay. So Reb Yossi, who trumps Reb Yehuda, certainly is going to trump Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yehuda trumps Rabbi Meir, who's at the bottom. Certainly Rabbi Yossi, who's at the top, trumps Rabbi Meir. Okay? It seems a little strange because Rabbi Meir is like Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir and everything like that, but that's the way it's coming out. So Ama Ravasi, Afanilo made. So Ravasi says, I could deduce another rule, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Lachik Rabbi Yossi, that is between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Lach would be like Rabbi Yossi. Why? The Ama Rabbi Abba, Ama Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Abba said the name Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Shimon, Lachik Rabbi Yehuda. And we have another cloud Rabbi Yochanan says, that is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, Lach applies Rabbi Yehuda. So we had Rabbi Yehuda and Mayor, the follows Lach applies Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, Lach follows Rabbi Yehuda. So he says, and we know that Rabbi Yossi trumps Rabbi Yehuda. So he says, Hashta Makom Rabbi Yehuda later. So if, as between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon's out the door, I'm going to like Rabbi Yehuda, Makom Rabbi Yossi Mibayas. So Rabbi Yossi Badai would trump everything. It seems so strange because Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the one who was in the cave for 13 years and he's the big Makubal. And Rabbi Meir is Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir was the Rebbe for Rebbe, and notwithstanding that, the halakha, they're more like at the, you know, not nikba halakha like them. Although, Fern, remember the klal, what do you remember anything about Reb Shimon that we learned? Do you remember? So remember, we learned. Remember, we did Shabbos.
Srichot Kavana or Enos. Yeah.
What is it, Fern? Come on. All right. Anyway, we learned the sugya on in Shabbos with Lamed Gimel with the cave. So sometimes the Gemara refers to him as
before, after.
Right. Exactly. Right. As Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So yeah. Normally he's referred to as Reb Shimon. That means before he went into the cave.
Right.
After he comes out of the cave. Right. He's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and there is more Nikba Halacha like him. Okay. Let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says Ibailu. The question was asked in the base medrash. Remeir of Reb Shimon Mai. What if there is Machlok and Remeir of Reb Shimon? They were both at the bottom of the totem pole. So what if there's Machlok between those two? So Teiku. The Gemara leaves it to Teiku. We're not able to resolve that. Okay, now, Amar Misharshia, like now Lahani Klali. Misharshia says, these Klalim, they don't hold validity, and I don't hold from them. So he says, Minatle, the Rav Misharshia, huh? Where does he get that from, that we don't follow these klalim? So he says, Elaim Mihadanan. Maybe he'll say he got it from the following Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Reb Shimon Omer, Lamad Devar and Domed. This is just the Mishnah we did yesterday. Remember with the three people eating together, and they each have a different Tchum Shabbos. They each had Dal and Amot, and they had overlapping Tchumin, so they could only eat together in the common, or with A and B and B and C. So A has a common area with B, and B has a common area with C. So B can eat with A, and B can eat with C. But A and C can't eat with each other because they don't have a common area. So the Mishnah said, "Mehadidan Reb Shimon Meir Lamad Devar Demer." What is it similar to? L'shlosh chaserot p'tuchot zulazu, like three chaserot that open next to one another. U'p'tuchot l'rishud rabim. Each one opens to the rishud rabim. Irvu shtayim achitzonot. Imam inside. You say Chatzer A, Chatzer B, Chatzer C. Chatzer B is in the middle. So A and B make an Erubi Chatzerot, B and C make an Erubi Chatzerot. So he says, Himuteri Mahen. So B is allowed. Now, the government is going to clarify later on what exactly B could do, whether B can carry to C or C can carry to B, but there's a valid Erub between B and C and between B and A. The Himuteri Ma, Ushtai Machisona, Surat Zum Zu. But A and C, I can't take an object from A, go through B, and bring it to C because I didn't have an Eruv with it. Now, another opinion holds that none of the Eruvin are good, but here over here in this Mishnah, that's Reb Shimon's opinion. But Amar of Chambor Guri Marav Halacha Kireb Shimon. So we said that when Reb Shimon has a machlok of Reb Yehuda, who's halacha like Reb Yehuda? Here we have a Mishnah. We said halacha is like Reb Shimon. And the Gemara is going to deduce proof that his bar plukt is Rabbi Yehuda. We see Uman Paligalei, who's the one who's mechulak with him and holds that I can't, that A and B and C can't carry with the katzero from one to another. Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda. And Rashi talks about how we know it's Rabbi Yehuda. Either we assume that it's always Rabbi Yehuda's bar plukt to Rabbi Shimon, or the Mishnah mentioned earlier meant Rabbi Yehuda, so we can assume it's here as well. So he says, so again, according to the Klalim, the Lach Sheval Rabbi Yehuda, and here we see the Lach is like Rabbi Shimon. So it doesn't seem like maybe that's where he got the idea. We don't follow the klalim. But Amrit Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Alacha, Rabbi Yehuda, Elav Shmuelina Lenehu. So from here we can deduce that we don't follow all these rules. So the Gemara says, Umay Kusha. What type of kasha is that? Dilma Hechad Itmar. Maybe where the halacha was pronounced. So Shoyin. So the Oiska Paskin, it was Paskin that way. Hechad Lo Itmar. In other words, these klalim are only when the Gemara doesn't come to a conclusion. So I don't know which way the halacha goes, so I use the klalim. But where the Gemara comes to a clear conclusion, the halacha follows one or the other, in Achinami, that's the halacha. All right, any questions? Yosef, you look perplexed. You okay? Everybody okay? You good? Thumbs up? Everybody good? Good? Okay, Malka, let me see a thumb. Malka, I can't see a thumb. Let me see, raise a thumb. Good? Okay, excellent. Okay, good. Now, let's go further. So the Gemara says, okay, so we're five lines to the bottom. Elami hadetnan. So the Gemara is going to try to bring another proof that we do not follow these klalim. Elah hadetnan. We learn the Mishnah. Now this Mishnah is different ways of learning the Mishnah, but the way Rashi learns is like this. Irshel Yachid, Rashi takes it as a city with less than 600,000 Jews in it. So it cannot be a Rishus Rabim Doraisa the way that the Ashkenazi Rishonim learn. Okay, so he says, Irshel Yachid, Benaseh Sharabim. And then the population increased. Now it has 600,000 there. Ma'arvin et kula. Nevertheless, I can't make an Eruv, this is Shushu Rabin Daraisa. So, but in addition to which, the streets were less than 16 amot across. So they have the right population, but there's another detail. The streets are not 16 amot across. So there, I could still make an Eruv in the whole place. the whole town. Shall Rabbi Manasseh Shel Yachid, but if it was a large metropolis, was more than 600,000, and now became, well, it's less than that. Ema Arvin Akula, I can't make an Eruv in the whole town. Ilim Kain Oseh Chutzala, Kir Chadash Shebihuda Sheshba, Chamishim Tiyurin Rebbe Yehuda. So I have to leave out part of the district. In other words, I want people to remember, in Akinami, there's no Rishus Rabbi Doraisa in either one of these towns, because it's not 16 Amot across. But one town had 600,000 initially. So I want people to remember there is this idea of Rishus Rabban Doraisa. So I'm going to cut off a piece of the town and not have the Eruv there. So how big a piece of the town do I have to cut off? So an area with 50 residents, according to the Tanna Rebbe Yehuda, Reb Shimon Omer, the top line of Mem Zayin Amun Aleph, Reb Shimon Omer, Shlosh Chatzerot Shel Shnei Batim. Reb Shimon says, I just need three Chatzerot, each Chatzer having two Batim in it, two houses opening up into a Chatzer. That's enough. So it's presumably less than 50 people. So he says, "Va'amar Rav Chambor Guri Amarav Halacha Kireb Shimon." So here, Rav Chambor Yisrael and Rav Halacha follows Reb Shimon, and he says, "Uman Paligle Reb Yehuda, who's Mechulik?" So I have a Machloki Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon. According to the Klalim, we should go like Reb Yehuda. But Rav Chambor, this Rav Chambor Guri says the name of Rav Halacha follows Reb Shimon. So it doesn't seem like we're following the Klal. So the Gemara says, "Va'amrid Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Halacha Reb Yehuda." So that's why he says we don't follow the klalim. Umay kusha, what type of kasha is that? Dilma hachanami heichad itmar idmar. Maybe where they had learned through the sugya and they said this is the halacha shoin. That could be the halacha that way. He says heich lo itmar where the halacha was. And they never came to a conclusion. Then we follow these klalims. That's not a kasha. Okay. So just again, so the Gemara has different klalim for the halacha, but and then one of the chamim said we don't follow the klalim. So why don't we follow it? So we so the Gemara says they come in with different kashas, but the kashas aren't kashas. All right, now I'm going to hopefully see many of you on Shabbos. I don't know if we're learning inside or outside the Shabbos. So it may depend on Sal a little bit and also circumstances in the tent and the weather. I think it's going to be 75 degrees this coming Shabbos, so I don't think that we'll have any objections learning outside if it's available, but I don't know if it's going to be available. So I'll see you an hour before Mincha on Shabbos. Fern, are you coming on Shabbos?
It may depend on whether it's inside or outside, so maybe I'll take a walk over and I'll see.
You know, if nobody's going to show,
the numbers are going up. I don't know if people are aware, but the numbers in Nassau are going up, with Great Neck being the fourth biggest number here.
Yes.
Now we're going into tents that are going to be more populated as opposed to less populated. I'm getting just a bit nervous.
I understand. Everybody has their own standards and their own cheshbon with these things. So, all right, so tentatively, that'll be the way I'm going to go with it. And Malka, are you going to come on Shabbos or not?
What time?
So I don't know exactly, but it's an hour before Mincha, so probably
5:25.
Oh, let me end the recording. Wait, let me end the recording. Hold on, let me end the recording here. Let me end the recording.